We've been poisoned in the name of better health. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FDA commissioner says the evidence is incontrovertible.
Trans fats increase your risk for heart disease.
So they will now be banned. But what nobody's pointing out is the reason trans fats became so popular in the first place. They go back 100 years, but they really took off once researchers started telling us that saturated fats, the natural fats found in meat, butter, coconut, palm oil, were bad for us. Food scientists replaced them with trans fats, which were made from liquid vegetable oils. But to make a vegetable oil that was solid at room temperature, they created a stiffer molecule that stayed solid in the body, too. And as early as 1978, researchers like Dr. Mary Enig were seeing evidence that what was killing people wasn't the saturated fat, but the stuff being used in its place.
I said to the professor, animal fat's not causing this.
But by then, trans fats were being used for everything, fries, cookies, bread, and Americans kept getting fatter. Now, however, with trans fats being banned, it's looking like Dr. Enig is vindicated.
And the best thing for replacing them, of course, is something like beef tallow, which is what they used to use 100 years ago.
Yes, can you imagine? Back to saturated fats. We are all Woody Allen waking up 200 years in the future amidst scientists who can't believe we ate a fat-free diet.
You mean there was no deep fat? No steak?
Those were thought to be unhealthy. Precisely the opposite of what we now know to be true.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.